You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So you're good, Slee?
Yeah, it's
there?
Dangerous.
Is there anything I can throw?
Is there?
Hold on.
Oh,
keep everything away.
Yeah, yeah, just making yeah, sure yeah. everything.
Move that monitor. Move the monitor out of the way.
Yeah.
So last night, let me reiterate. I texted Slee and I texted Travis.
Yes.
Apologizing profusely for throwing their trophy yesterday. That was on the advice of Mason.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Because I originally was going to double down on it and get you new trophies.
I heard about that.
And Mason said that will not be funny. They didn't think you throwing it was funny. You need to apologize. So Mason and I just did a thing with Matt Money Smith over at USC.
Yeah.
We can talk about it if you want. He was a good partner. He clipped me out. And so, I want to apologize in person. Chris Morales, I will pay for the wall. And I have decided that I am now limiting my involvement in any bits between 1:15 and 3:45. When I go outside of that window is when I get in trouble. Did you guys ever see the Seinfeld where Elaine finds three guys who look just like...
Bizarro Seinfeld.
Right. Yeah. Jerry, Kramer, and George. And at one point, so she says, you know, Jerry, Kramer, and George are a little... They're a little negative. They're on me all the time, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get new friends. So she gets three guys who look just like them.
Feldman,
yeah.
Gene, somebody else.
Somebody else. And Kevin. So, you know how... Yeah, that's it. And so you know how at one point, whenever Elaine... They tell Elaine something surprising. She pushes them really hard and goes, "Get out!" So she did it to the new guys, and they all went, "Elaine, why would you do that? Oh, Micah Feldman, are you okay?" Blah, blah. And Elaine goes, "Oh, God, I got to go back to the other guys. I'm going back to my show.
To push them.
Yeah, I'm going back to my show where I can beat up on Mason, I'm very, very sorry to the two of you."
Fine, we accept. At least I should say I accept, so I'll let you
accept. I'm okay. Well, Slee texted me this morning. He said, "I forgive you for throwing my trophy. The water is another story."
So the water, that's still coming.
That's still coming. My response to him was, "I will gladly accept my punishment whenever you want to deliver it."
So, like you were saying that you're going to confine your theatrics to
yes.
your program.
1:15 to 3:45.
Yes. Okay, yes. Fine. But do you really need to throw things? Like
yes.
that was the part that felt
okay. So what's
it
was more shocking than anything else?
I was like stuck.
Mason did the exact same thing when we won a Bob Miller Award.
It's true.
That kind
and
of inspired me.
Yeah.
The Ireland
he goes,
and Mason.
Yeah,
show.
It says Ireland and Mason. And he took it, threw it against the wall, and broke it. He goes, "This is gonna be a piece of junk."
I just broke the microphone off the base. I was like, "Screw that."
And so that's what I was going for. I wanted to split the thing in half.
Yeah,
but. The thing was like industrial strength.
It really was a
but
strong
I am
trophy.
I apologize to. Your listeners came after me.
Thank you.
How can you? Why are you treating Slee disrespectfully like this? Blah 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 blah. It didn't have anything to do with Slee. I was just goofing around.
Yeah.
It was a swing and a miss.
Yeah, swing and a miss.
It happens.
We have actually contemplated using a rage room.
Yeah, Emily suggested that we build a rage room here at 710.
Well, I'd be in there all the time.
Who's ever having a bad day can go in there and tear it to pieces.
I actually like that idea.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
I was just working in an office that's like unoccupied. It has windows, though.
Pad the walls.
I don't know. Can a rage room have windows?
I just use Bergman's office. That's my rage room.
Has anyone ever actually been to a rage room? I've never been to one.
No.
I know they exist.
No. Like no, that's not.
I believe they're at the...
I've gone to one.
Explain what happened.
So you just pay for a period of time. So you
expensive
pay,
or no?
It's cheaper than like a
25, it's like, 25 it's like, bucks or less.
It's it depends on the amount of time, but you can go for I think it was like there it was like 40.
What did
for half
your
an
2 hours
hour.
Cost?
It was 40 for half an hour, and but you can also
two
do less
hours
and
flew
more.
By.
And they
already.
They put you in gear, so you wear like head to toe like
I know you have goggles,
and then you have a goggles and you have a helmet. So and you have gloves. So essentially, you're protected. If there's any glass that breaks, it's not gonna get in your eye or anything. And then you just you can do whatever you want to the room. It's on video, so you can get a video of yourself doing whatever you want to the room. And people get really emotional.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you've never heard about this?
No, I've never heard.
And
of
they have old like computer parts and stuff, and like old TVs, and you can take a sledgehammer and smash the TV.
You do it by yourself.
Disney will approve that. We can get one of those offices in no time.
One of them.
Well, you know, the other thing that has started in our hotel in Charlotte, right across the street, and I guess there's a place like this in Van Nuys. Do you guys know about axe throwing?
Oh, yeah, axe throwing is a thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've done it. So fun.
I don't think I can do it.
Here's the thing, Trav, here's the thing that surprised me. In Charlotte, across from our hotel, the axe throwing is in a bar.
Yes, that's where I did it.
So
there's a bar in the valley, right?
Alcohol and throwing axes.
Yeah, not a good combo.
Is a combo?
It's a bit of a risky combination.
it's like Top Golf with axes.
So the place that I did it was up in the East Bay, right? Up in Walnut Creek. We went to a bar with some buddies and we were having a good time. We played golf that day and we ended up at this place and they have an axe throwing. It's like a batting cage almost. So
you're throwing into a log, right?
They have like a log that's painted with a bullseye.
Yeah.
And the perfect axe throw, the axe will rotate exactly one time and thwack, stick in the thing. It's really hard to get it to stick.
Right.
It's very hard, but it is. I don't know if it's rage room therapeutic, but it is kind of fun to do.
I'm sure it's letting off some steam.
Yeah, you get to throw axes at giant chunks of wood. So tell me about the conference. What did you guys talk about?
I thought we kind of changed the world a little bit today, wouldn't you say, Jen?
Of course.
Well,
the weird thing was the audience.
The audience is the two of you guys in Petros and Money?
Yeah, but Petros was sick,
Money. It was just Money.
And Evan Cohen from our station back in New York was
and Sirius,
was the host.
Yep.
And so he just asked us questions for an hour. But did you notice that everyone who we have ever worked for was in the audience?
I know, it's weird.
For instance?
Well, Mike Thompson was there.
Okay.
Don Martin was there.
Okay.
Amanda
was there.
Brian was there, but
we didn't see him.
I didn't see Brian. I saw Brian right before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw Brian right before. Brian Long was there.
And so, like, anyone we've ever worked with or for was
My agent
the,
was there?
It was pouring rain when we got there.
Oh,
and
God.
It finally started to lighten up a little. But it was like USC was underwater by the time we got there.
Oh, did you get at SC?
Yeah.
And I would like to say,
did you get any awkward questions?
Nothing.
Mike Thompson asked him about when he came out.
Yeah,
kind of out of the blue.
Which I think is just an old story. But the one thing everybody makes fun of what I wear, and you know,
I used to wear.
I wore the puffy jacket.
Yeah, I like that jacket better than the vest.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a vest on earlier?
No, that's the photo.
Yeah, the photo.
Oh, there is a promo picture somewhere.
Okay. And he's got the nerd glasses on with the puffy vest. He looks like Marty McFly with glasses.
But Money showed up in sweatpants and a bucket hat.
Oh.
And I'm like, everybody, so sweatpants are totally fine. Everybody makes fun of me wearing sweatpants.
I don't know.
I've gone to jeans.
Okay,
I don't know.
So Bergman just told me a great story. I met somebody at this thing who shall remain nameless. And I go, hey, I met a friend of yours. And Bergman goes, yeah. And we were talking about it, and it just came up in a thing. And he goes, he's a really good guy. He goes, he interviewed here once, showed up in shorts.
Oh.
And I thought,
that's a terrible choice.
Even if the job you're going to get is one where you can wear shorts.
Or maybe like lifeguard.
But if you're interviewing for lifeguard,
yeah, even if I was interviewing for lifeguard, I would show up in like khakis and a golf shirt.
Yes.
And I'll say, give me the Baywatch outfit.
Yeah, you can't miss by going too high.
Right.
You can miss on the low side.
That'd be the opposite of dressing for the job you want. Maybe this guy wanted to be a lifeguard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, shorts is an aggressive choice. Sweatpants are fine if you're doing your daily show, but if you're going to be on a panel, and I like Buddy. Buddy's a good dude.
Oh, no, I'm surprised. I'm surprised you wore sweatpants.
But I got totally bagged on because I wore sweatpants to work, and now Bergman bagging on me because I wear sweatpants to work. It's like sweatpants are just like leisure. People wear sweatpants now.
Yeah, to lay on the couch and watch TV.
Like, Vuori sweatpants are more expensive than what I
fancy
like.
Ass,
like
I have dress pants on right now.
Yeah.
Bird dogs. They're really nice, but they're not cheap.
Vuori on right now?
No, I have dress pants on that cost less than Vuori sweatpants.
Yeah, Vuori. Cappy keeps saying he's going to get me a discount at Vuori, No.
Does he have a hookup at Vuori?
Nothing. He's got a hookup.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask if Scott Kaplan has a hookup?
He's got a hookup everywhere.
He's got a guy who knows a guy.
Everywhere.
Vuori's.
You want to go to the World Baseball Classic tonight? Call Cap. He'll get you in.
Slee and I were just talking about that. 188. Does that not sound low for the average ticket price of the game tonight?
188.
We thought it would be more expensive.
I thought it'd be more than that.
It's way more expensive than that to go to an NBA game.
Yeah, well, sure. But there's also 40,000 seats in this building.
Yeah.
There's not 18,000
seats. But the get-in
seats.
Price being 188.
Average price.
Hey, I don't know.
So you get in for less.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a result of what you guys were talking about last hour, but I just read an article where the Angels came out and they said they don't care if Ohtani pitches and they hope he pitches the whole game.
Good. I hope so too. That is where they landed on that is really good news. Because
but is there gonna they're not
and like
start
Manasian
him,
was
he's
saying
they're not gonna start him
was no. saying that he'd be disappointed if he didn't pitch.
Well, good. Hell, I mean, if you're trying to keep him, tell him Greg he can do whatever he wants.
Greg said that he saw where Phil Nevin said that they wanted him limited.
Well,
to
I read
inning.
The quote from Nevin. Nevin said he goes, "It's been the World Baseball Classic's been great. Ohtani should go both ways in it, and if he pitches an inning or two, I don't really care." So he suggested an inning or two, but then Manasian said, "I pitch him as much as he wants."
Who's pitching for us?
Merrill Kelly is our starter.
The old Arizona Diamondback guy.
Probably their number two guy. Yep. Apparently, Mark DeRosa, manager of Team USA, digs this guy because he thinks he's the second coming of Greg Maddux. Like,
really?
He's super confident.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, he's super confident, and he's ready to go out there and show the world that he belongs in this spot. I have been on board with this tournament from the moment that they started.
Me too.
It has been so exciting. The games have been so
I'm late
well played,
to the game.
So close.
Last night
well,
was
actually,
amazing.
You're just in time. You can watch the final tonight.
Ohtani well, I watched yesterday's game. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So just to play off of what Trav was just saying, I don't know if most people were like you from the beginning.
I don't think so.
But I feel like there is definitely, and I'm not talking about just tonight because it's the championship.
Yeah.
I feel like over the weekend, too, there was a lot of momentum. People started watching the WBC that maybe had no interest before.
A lot of people thought, who cares? What doesn't mean anything? No, people care.
The best players are playing. That's how you get people to
and
care.
They care.
Yes.
Yeah, they right? care.
That's Sasaki kid.
You see them celebrate. Mm-hmm. Oh, that Sasaki kid is.
Oh, my God.
Now, how do you get
goodness.
Him?
Do you money. Have,
But
yeah, he's only 21.
Does he have to post and then come over?
Well, he has
to
ask to come over, which he hasn't done yet. And then the team has to agree, and then they post it.
He's coming.
They start taking
and then you
offers.
Got your
and apparently Ohtani's been coaching him up as to had the best way to do this. Mm. I assume what Ohtani's saying
whatever
is
Ohtani,
don't go to the Angels.
Yeah,
that's probably pretty good advice. That seems to be a good jumping off point, but I can't imagine what the asking price. I mean, he's throwing 102 miles an hour and made it look effortless last night.
Easy,
effortless.
102.
Yeah, it was great. I'm kind of curious of the whole Rage Room thing. You've kind of piqued my interest, Emily, on going through that. You don't strike
you
me as a Rage Room
You
guy.
Never have heard of it until today?
I've heard of it either.
I thought it was like an expression. I didn't know it actually exists.
Rage Room?
I thought it was something like you went into the closet and screamed
into
a pillow.
And they give you like a hazmat suit, and they'll go. And what they do is they go to junkyards, and they bring in stuff you can destroy. Mostly it's old electronics. Like old computers, old TVs, old...
I remember when I was in high school.
And they give you an axe or a sledgehammer and let you have at it.
By the way, I don't need a Rage Room. I've stoned half the time. I'm like
you're chill.
I'm generally pretty mellow.
When I was in high school, they
he goes
like
to a
this.
Rage Room, just starts cleaning everything up.
Yeah, I know. I'm the guy that's like, is there a couch in there?
Where's the broom and the dustpan? Yeah. They had a old beater car that they brought up for like a anti-drunk driving campaign, right? And you could hit this car with a sledgehammer a few times, and it was fun for a swing, maybe two. And you're like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I don't know if I need a half an hour of smashing Commodore 64s. That seems like something I don't have to get done.
They have a lot of those, what are those, like, channels where they're rebuilding homes, remodeling, taking down
like DIY, Property Brothers, all that.
Travis, when I was in high school,
me
and my friends, what we did, if we were having a bad day, or if like a girl broke up with us, or we failed a test, batting cages.
Yeah.
And just like 5,000. I have a shirt that I made for one of my friends. We one summer hit 5,000 baseballs just pounding
out.
There
used to be a batting cage on like every corner in suburbia, right?
Right.
Like
right.
They were very easy to find. Now they're like in industrial parks and they're $200.
There was one on La Cienega. I don't know if it's still there, right up the street from the old station. La Cienega near Venice.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one over at the old Fox Sports.
They're replacing them with pickleball courts.
Yeah,
now.
No, they're all
pickleball courts.
Now.
They're replacing this studio with pickleball courts.
We should go over there and win another trophy. Go ahead and start racking them up.
If you do, it's safe with me.
Will you guys ever play pickleball again?
Yes. I'll play again.
I'm looking forward to next year's tournament.
Bergman and I are going to play Wednesday nights in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
We're going to go out there Wednesday nights.
I told Al, if Al says, hey, Trav, come play pickleball with me today in Pasadena, I will go play, but I don't think I'm going to go
Because you guys are kind of, I mean, Slea is like the natural.
Well, I mean.
We got our asses handed to us.
We did.
By Travis and Sliwa.
We did.
That's what happened. And exactly. That's why we got the trophy. Super Crosstalk, powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We will see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, if we ever bought that lie detector that we were going to buy and we put Morales on it, there is no way our show would not come in third in the 9-hour power block.
Do you agree with that, by the way? Oh, hang on a second. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
We shouldn't be a good afternoon after our performance.
Do you agree, by the way, Morales is
what was wrong with your performance?
We lost and we only scored 3 points against the dude that was hitting behind his back and between his legs.
Yeah, but we scored.
Yeah, but by the way, did you watch the video that they sent of the guy they played in the pickleball?
No, I just heard he was really good.
Yellow tracksuit guy?
Yes. I will not criticize anyone who played in the pickleball tournament or say anything bad about pickleball ever again.
No, pickleball.
So I will just say, if you talk to me about the pickleball tournament, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
But
I do
not think that Chris does not like the show. I actually talk to him about it quite often.
Wait, that wasn't the question. If Morales, if we were, there's a boat.
Lie detector. Okay.
No, there's a boat.
Yes.
Boat. And there's only room for two shows in the boat.
They have to get rid of one of the shows?
And we had to get rid of the shows. And if it's left up to Chris, I guarantee you, Greg, you're out of work, my friend. Well, maybe not. Jorge, you're out of work.
Oh, yeah.
Greg's assistant program director, but this show is in the drink.
Well, I'm clearly out of work.
And
well,
I just got
I'm the one that it comes after.
If he wants to kick off
no,
one
he dislikes
show,
me more than you. He thinks I'm a giant pain in the ass.
He took you to dinner and says his bestie.
He did not take me to dinner. He took me to drinks and then invited someone else to dinner when that person showed up.
But he says you're his bestie.
Yeah, he just does that to make you mad.
Yeah, it does piss me off.
It does piss you off. But yeah. No, I think, he would kick you guys off the boat.
We were going to have live
imaging.
Well,
that was our point.
We were going to have live imaging Tuesday, but Morales is, he's in full schmooze mode.
Yeah, he was at the thing we were at.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that he was still mad about you throwing the...
We'll get over it.
I'm sure he is.
Get over it. We've all moved on.
We've all moved on.
But I'm sure Chris will bring it up 100 more times.
It'll be at the Mandy's.
Why would he do that? He's never done anything like that before and bring things up and try and drag it to death.
Yeah, it'll be at the Mandy's this year. We'll see.
Nice jacket, by the way.
I like it. I told Mace.
I like that jacket.
I like this jacket a lot more than the puffy vest.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I would wear that jacket.
Stay puffy, my friend.
The puffy vest is Nerdville, but that's a cool jacket.
Yeah, no. I thought that's
a strong one. It's better than the one you were wearing yesterday.
And by the way,
I was wearing a hoodie yesterday.
No, it was also very appropriate for today's weather. It was a monsoon at USC.
Oh, man, and I parked illegally. I don't know how to get into the Galen.
Did you have trouble finding your car afterwards?
My car. I knew which side of Galen Center was on. It's raining. I don't know where I parked. I'm clicking the button. I mean, it's standard.
Drop a pin.
Shut up.
I could drop a pin, and then I would just not be able to find the pin.
Drop a pin. Hate that. So
it just tells you where to go, Mace. I'm not seeing the difficulties here.
So I was at the Starbucks today downstairs, and there were not one, but two people that had their dogs wearing people clothes. So one was wearing a dress. I assume that was a girl dog. I'm assuming. The other one was wearing like a little bow tie suit. And I'm like, why would you do that to your dog? Why dress your dog
We used to work with somebody who had a fetish about this.
Dave Joseph.
Yeah. Dave Joseph. And then he would send us pictures of his four dogs all dressed like
ridiculous.
People. And I felt so bad for those dogs. The only time prior to that I'd ever seen a dog dressed up is one day Mason and I, we were doing a 24-hour remote in Anaheim Stadium. And Mason brought his dog. Which dog was that?
That was Hollis.
All right, so that's how long ago this was.
Yeah.
And some nut job lady fan, it was really fun because we were out there for 24 hours.
And she was a great fan.
She said, can I play with your dog? And Mason goes, yeah, I'm on the air. Sure, go take him for a walk. And she takes the dog and comes back, and the dog is in a full sweater.
Yeah.
Like, that was made for a dog.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And I'm like, that poor Hollis.
Hollis hated it.
And you're like, lady, I told you could take the dog for a walk, and you gave him a full makeover. Yeah, what the hell?
It's ridiculous. Don't do that to your poor dogs. I look at those people, and I say, you've gone too far. And by the way, I've gone pretty far, but you've gone way too far. So World Baseball Classic last night, what a cool game that was. The walk-off bases clearing double that gave Japan the win over Mexico. Jorge, did you see it?
The final, yeah.
Yeah, the final. What's that? I know your team lost, yeah. But... Oh, yeah, you had Mythical money on it. Yeah, but you've got $300,000 exactly. in Mythical money. I thought it was just a great game. Bergman, you were never on the World Baseball Classic. You always thought it was going to be stupid. When did you realize that it's going
to
be good?
I think I started to watch. This last game was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But it did take me a while because I was watching a lot of the games. Maybe it was just the games I was watching. They were slow and boring, but a lot of them had been really, really good. I just didn't happen to see those games. This game last night was fantastic. Fantastic. And to see like Japan getting all excited and going crazy and Randy Arozarena just playing up to the crowd and doing all that. It was fantastic. It was really, really good.
So
and I'm in.
4
I'm in.
O'clock today is yes. the final?
4 o'clock today, FS1.
Okay.
So here was the walk-off call by Joe Davis on FS1 last night.
Cracked in the air, deep center field, Thomas on the move, it's off the wall, Ohtani's in to score, here comes the winning run, Japan turns it around on its last breath.
By the way.
That's such a great call.
Joe Davis is so good in big moments.
He is really good.
Just I think he's like 30.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just.
He's a kid.
35.
Is he 35 now?
35, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, boy, he's good.
Like he's Sean McVay age. Yeah. Here, by the way, is the Japanese call.
Murakami!
It sounds like they had like 5 people in the booth.
I love it, though.
That was a great call.
Yeah, I love calls like that.
Great call.
Where everybody comes out of their shoes.
The amazing thing about Joe Davis is, Bergman pointed this out today. So he's the guy that replaced Joe Buck, who has been great.
At Fox Network.
He's the guy who slid into Vin Scully's chair. Totally comfortable and completely loved and accepted. He is a really, really great broadcaster.
Yep.
The thing I like, too, is he knows when to lay out, let the pictures talk. I just am one of the nicest guys you're going to meet. But Bergman, I would say he's the state-of-the-art, prototypical, great baseball announcer.
He has been fantastic every single time, and he just keeps getting better and better and better. You're right. I love when he lays out at the end of the calls, like that home run call or the game ending call.
Yep.
He laid out at the end
out.
Of that.
We didn't have it, but
he laid out. That was it. The Randy Arozarena catch that he had, he laid out at the end of it.
So, Ireland, you cannot lay out because you're doing radio. TV, you can lay out.
You can lay out a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was the last big layout you had? By the way, laying out means just shutting up.
Yeah, probably when Kobe walked off the court.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Just letting the crowd do the story.
Well, you can say, listen to this place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they'll just go.
Yeah.
But how long do you think Joe Davis stays as the Dodger announcer?
Long as he wants.
Forever.
Right. Well, but I mean, like, if he's doing all these other things, he's doing really well at football. So
yeah,
eventually,
he's doing good football.
Eventually, he's going to take over that, maybe the Super Bowl when it's on Fox again.
The answer to your question is, it depends how much he wants to work. I mean, Marv Albert has a book called I'd Love To, But I Have a Game.
Yeah.
Because every time over Marv Albert's career, somebody said, hey, we're going to Italy, or hey, we're going to dinner. Hey, I'm getting married this weekend.
Yes.
I'd love to, but I have a game.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of Joe deciding where his priorities are in life. He's married. He's got kids. Yeah, he's, you know, little kids. And so, but I think it'll the difference between Joe and most other play-by-play guys like me is he's going to decide when he goes.
Yeah.
Somebody's not going to. He's that good.
Oh,
somebody's,
you'll decide when you go.
Well, we were talking about today at this platform today.
Yes.
I think you were the only one who disagreed. I was with Money when he said this. Money goes, all of us up here are getting fired at some point.
Yeah.
We're going to say something, and we're all getting kicked. So he goes, the goal is hang in as long as you can before the moment comes. But I agree with him. I think they normally always tell you when you're done. I don't think it'll happen. That'll happen to Joe.
I don't think it'll happen to me either.
We'll see.
Do you think it will?
I don't know. I think it'll happen to me. I can only speak for myself. I think they'll tell us when I'm done.
You don't think you'll say, I'm done?
No. I think that somebody will. I always compare these jobs to surfing.
Yeah.
You're on a wave. Yeah. You're surfing it.
Yep.
And then one day you throw a trophy up against the wall and you're fired. And then you just live with it and you say, I had a great run. The wave was great and it crashed.
Well, yeah.
I think you guys are connected. As when one of you leaves, the other
I
leaves.
Completely agree.
So
if one of us goes,
hope so.
And if one of you stays, gone. The other one stays. I don't think it's so. It's really up to
it's
you.
It's a joint
two.
Decision.
You guys are the institution.
Either
of
we're
Los
both
Angeles.
Here, or we're
but
both gone.
But you know what was interesting? We
it's
were talking,
not Mason and Ireland without Mason.
No,
and
you can't
Ireland.
Do one.
We were talking to Evan Cohen today, who's from New York, and we were saying how Petros and Money and Mason and Ireland probably wouldn't work in New York.
No.
Because in New York, well, Bergman, you couldn't work in New York because they're caller-driven all the time.
I mean, I'd have to adjust.
And they yell and scream, and it's vent radio in New York. Here, if the Dodgers lose or the Lakers lose, I said this at the thing, people just go to Katsuya.
Well, yeah, it's like, damn, that sucks. What's your favorite fast food restaurant? I mean,
that's you want to go down to Malibu? We'll go to Nobu. Yeah, we'll just kind of hang out a little bit.
I got to leave. Seventh inning tie game. I got reservations in Nobu. I got to go.
All right. Coming up next.
Want to miss the traffic.
Coming up next, I got some Laker stuff.
More true.
I got some Laker stuff coming up next.
Good, because I want to make sure Laker fans are paying attention to something. I'm pretty sure they're not, but I'll share it with you coming
up. Okay, that's coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's raining, mostly.
Yeah, don't go get in your car unless you have to.
So I'm watching Dallas Raines last night, former backup
What's
quarterback
his name, Greg?
For Florida
Real
State.
Name? Dallas
Kevin
Raines?
Feinstein.
Yeah.
Kevin Feinstein Dallas or Raines. Feinstein.
And he's talking, and he never played at Florida State.
We have multiple atmospheric rivers coming out. Now, don't they keep inventing new weather terms?
Like, I think so.
I never heard of an atmospheric river until this
we'll
year.
We'll have to ask Ramona. You know that's Ramona's dream job? She wants to be a weather girl?
Yeah. Juan! Would love to be a weather guy.
He could do it.
He could do it. Yeah, he could do it.
Juan's kind of got the look. He could do it.
He did a class at Penn State, a class online to be a weather guy, and
sure
he,
wasn't
he
Mississippi
graduated.
State. Mississippi State's the one that offers State, online meteorology.
Penn State's
degrees.
The other one.
Okay.
Penn State and Mississippi State are where
Storm
most weather people
watch.
Are. Storm
exactly.
Watch. So
it's raining. Stay in.
Came across some good Lakers stuff here. First of all, what were you going to say about the Lakers?
Do Laker fans understand? I think most Laker
is the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, most Laker fans assume
not really.
That worst case scenario, they're in the play-in.
Right.
That's not true.
Mm.
They're in 11th place right now.
Yep.
And all of these other teams are playing well. Like Oklahoma City just beat Phoenix. They play the Clippers here tonight.
Yep.
And they play the Lakers on Friday. You got to win that game.
Yeah.
The Lakers probably have to win tomorrow.
Two against Utah, who is one half game behind.
They had percentage points behind. They had a huge win last night.
Yeah.
All the teams ahead of the Lakers are winning. So if you just if you have the attitude, they'll be fine, you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
You got to watch and get into these games starting tomorrow night against Phoenix, Friday night against OKC, Sunday in Chicago. Then we got five in a row on the road. Now, the last one is a Clipper game. So it's really four in a row on the road and then a road team against the Clippers. And then after that, two games and we're done.
Yeah.
This is the rubber has met the road. This is the guy who never likes to use the term must win. This is past must win.
Every one of them.
Yeah, they got it. These games are at the playoffs have started, is what I'm trying to tell you. So get into it.
So LeBron is doing everything he can to get back on the court. And one of the things he's doing is this German thing called plasma treatment.
Yeah, Kobe used to do it.
So my understanding is what they do is they take your own blood. Mm-hmm. Then they spin it around.
PRP.
PRP. And then it gets more red blood cells. Then they put it back in, and it's supposed to help the heat. Do I have a reasonable understanding of it?
Like, perfect.
Is that what it is,
yeah,
for sure?
Yeah, exactly what it is. Yeah.
Are you surprised, Bergman, I got that right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
You did your reading.
Now,
I read the article.
LeBron will not. LeBron's not joining any media because he's hurt. But Dennis Schroeder was talking to somebody, and he said, these German doctors work miracles.
Oh, now, yeah.
I don't know if he went all the way to Germany. He used to have to go all the way to Germany. I think you can get it done in Mexico.
Yeah, I think you can get it done here, can't you?
Maybe.
There's
I don't think LeBron had to go to the other side of the world. I think Kobe did back in the day.
Right.
But I think now it's a little more convenient.
And he's hanging out in his cryo chamber.
Yeah. Well, he's got all that stuff. Darvin said yesterday, or Sunday, that he'll come back at some point, maybe for those last two games. Remember, I just set up the schedule. We've got home games now. He's not going to play any of those.
Right.
Then we do the five on the road, and then two to end it at crypto.com on the final weekend. By the way, two tough games. Phoenix.
Yep.
With Durant at that point, and Utah on the last game of the season. When it might mean everything. I think that's what you circle if you're a Laker fan and you're looking at LeBron. Can he make it back for that final weekend, Phoenix, Utah?
Is there any scientific evidence that cryo works?
No. And here's the interesting thing.
None. Because I go there once a week. I keep thinking it's going to do something for me. Am I just wasting my money?
You are not. And here's why. I've asked doctors. I've asked other people. They say there's no medical evidence that it works. But what it undeniably does is it helps with inflammation.
Right.
And as you get older, like you did it this weekend. You played pickleball.
I did.
Okay. Are you still sore?
Yes. No, not so much today. I was really sore yesterday. I'm bouncing back.
Had you gone in yesterday,
yeah.
And this is the way I explain cryo to people, that I made my mom do it once when she was really sore, and she hated it.
Oh, I
she wouldn't get in the chamber. She only did the one where your legs stick out the bottom and your head sticks out the top.
That's baby cryo.
Yeah, I'll only do the chamber. I think that's a waste of money.
Oh, yeah.
How long
did you go in the chamber?
Three.
Three minutes. Yeah. What song do you pick?
Middle of the Road by the Pretenders.
Okay. I have an exact...
Because it has drums. You need something to drum to.
So I've got an exact 3-minute song.
Yeah.
It's Les Miserables, end of Act 1. That's what I listen to.
Well, see, do you
one day
do you
more, play, another day another destiny.
Okay, do you
destiny.
Play guitar and drums when you're...
I'm moving the whole time. I know every word of it,
right.
So I'm singing.
You have to put on a performance in there, because if you just stand still, you'll freeze your ass off. But what I do is I face this way, then I turn left, then I turn to the back.
Another day, another destiny.
Wait, who sang this in the movie? Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah.
Don't pick one of the Russell Crowe songs, because he can't sing.
These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day I did not live.
That's the thing that stood out to me about the movie Les Mis.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought Hugh Jackman was great. I thought Anne Hathaway killed it.
Yeah.
And the director, do you know who directed it?
It was Tom Hooper.
He believed strongly that the actors needed to sing their own songs.
Oh, yeah.
And that included Russell Crowe.
The legendary musical icon, Russell Crowe.
Who cannot sing.
Not a bit.
And so I was sitting there going, I paid money to see Russell Crowe sing. Like, Amanda Seyfried could sing.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was good. Anne Hathaway could sing.
Anne Hathaway won the Oscar, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the one thing about Les Mis. And I'm Broadway John. It's tough for me not to like a musical. I'm like, I could sing that song better than Russell Crowe. He played Joubert, remember?
Oh, Javert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Those girls roll their eyes at me when I say, okay, end of Act 1, Les Miserables. It's exactly 3 minutes. It's perfect.
Is it called End of Act 1?
One day before the storm.
I don't feel like this is a cryo song.
Yeah, I don't either. I think you're missing.
It's too slow.
I'll like play, hey, Jorge, play Middle of the Road by the Pretenders.
Yeah.
No, see, that's... so the reason you want a song that has good drums.
Yes.
Is then the whole time you can just pretend like you're playing drums, and the colder you get, the faster you drum.
Yes, yes.
And then the 3 minutes is up.
Yeah.
And then you're out.
It's a great, I mean, your choice is great. I just happen to know all the words to that song.
See, No, isn't.
That's not bad. That's not Middle of the Road.
I was about to say, I don't know, Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, is that Middle of the Road, I went back to Ohio and my city was gone?
No.
That's not.
Middle of the Road is a huge hit song, but this. No, this isn't it.
This
either.
Isn't it. Right.
Here, I'll play it.
It's a live version.
Yeah. Oh, that's a live
version. Was it called Middle of the Road?
Middle of the Road by the Pretenders.
But the.
Jorge is just playing random songs. Well, let me just mess with
Well, he's
with
got
these
control
guys.
Of the DJ
yeah,
booth.
Yeah.
Well, he went into YouTube and he typed in drums.
That's it, just drums.
Just kidding.
The
That might have been it. No. You're just messing around now. Okay, we'll bump back with Middle of the Road when we come back.
All right.
Jorge's got to have time to figure it out.
This is
there it is.
See, so this has drums. Turn this up. Are we in YouTube today?
Yeah.
You can tell I can't drum.
Yeah.
And see, this keeps you moving.
It's a good cryo song.
Yeah.
Good cryo song. By the way, the one thing about cryo I noticed, and tell me if this is true, it makes me hungry all day.
No,
like,
but
I'm super hungry all day
what
long.
What I tell people about cryo is... You're sore when you go in,
yep.
And you're not when you come out.
Yeah.
That's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, because
it would have been perfect for you to do yesterday,
or
Sunday, the day after
the other one
tournament.
I want to do a stretch lab. They were here one day. Yeah, I know.
Did you do it, Bergman, when they were here?
I did. It was great.
And what, they just grab you and stretch?
Yeah, they just pull your arms and pull your legs.
You kind of do it already. It's basically all your yoga moves, but you have somebody helping in, so it stretches you a little bit further.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it before the pickleball tournament. I'm still sore, but it helped. I'm sure I would be more sore if I didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're an advertiser. We like them.
I got to pick up all the carts that I dropped.
Pick up all the carts. You realize we were talking about World Baseball Classic. It's only 9 days until baseball season now.
Yeah, because right when the NCAA tournament ends, the baseball season starts.
Baseball.
You know, it's unbelievable how many times Jorge and I hit exactly the same button at exactly the same time.
I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Oh, that
baseball.
That was a random one.
Yeah, that was random.
That was a random.
James Earl Jones still with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird story about James Earl Jones.
Stuttered. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Worked his way through a stuttering thing.
People will come, Ray.
God, I was flipping channels last night and watched Bull Durham. That is a great minor league baseball movie. That is just awesome.
It is exactly what minor league baseball is about. All right. Excuse me. That was me. Sorry about that. All right. Let's do. Okay. I know you're going to yell at me for breaking early, but I'm going to break early because
Amanda already said
it was 6 minutes early. What was the problem? It wasn't that.
Amanda's already said she doesn't care about the middle segments. You only have to break on time at the end of the hour.
Yeah.
Regardless of what Greg says.
There's a flow to things. Is it okay to go to break now?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll do Wheel of Questions.
But you do have to do Jacob Imrani.
Oh, let me tell you about
Jacob's coming in today.
He is coming in.
He actually tweeted that he's talking trash now.
Really?
He tweeted that he's coming in here to kick all our butts
in games.
Did you do a game that's like tailored to Jacob?
No.
Oh, good.
It is a name is your buzzer game, which Jacob hates.
Excellent.
He hates.
Can't wait for him to roll his
Bergman
eyes.
Bergman and I are great at name is your buzzer.
Yes, we are.
He will not be kicking anyone's ass. but right now it's raining. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay, I was hoping this one would come up.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you each, you, Greg, you, Jorge, you, Mace, $3,000.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the caveat. You have to spend $1,000 each on each person who works on this show. Mm. So in other words, Mace, you have to spend $1,000 on me, $1,000 on Jorge, $1,000 on Greg. What would you do with the money? Now, I'll go first to give you guys some time to think about what you would do with it. Okay, so Jorge, for you, I would call Brenda and I would say, I want to, because I know how much you love food and how much you love to cook. And I would say, Brenda, I need you to come with me to Whole Foods for an hour, and I would stock your kitchen with $1,000 worth of stuff that you can either eat or cook, and I thought you would appreciate that a lot. What do you think?
Who, me? That I love to cook?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a good use of the $1,000 for you.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mace, you're the easiest.
Yeah. What do I need?
$1,000 gift certificate to MedMen.
Damn. We'll use that up fast.
Now, Greg, yours is the one that I had to put the most thought into. Because it's a good idea, but the execution is hard.
Okay.
Okay, so I know that the most important thing to you in the world is your daughter, Riley.
Mm-hmm. Not even close.
So I want to take Riley on a shopping spree with $1,000, but I know that's weird. If she's met me, but she doesn't know me.
Right.
So I would call Jan and bring her, with the caveat that Jan doesn't get any of the money for herself.
She doesn't
need
it.
Which I think she'd be okay
with. She would be totally fine with
and
that.
And then we'd just style out Riley, and when Riley got home, I would walk in with Jan, Riley, and Riley would have bags of stuff.
That would be awesome.
And you would go, first you'd be mad at me like, what have you done? And then you'd go, I took her on a shopping spree, and I think you'd be okay with it. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That'd be perfect. Riley would go nuts for it, too.
Okay. All right. So, Bergman, you got to spend $1,000 on Jorge, $1,000 on Mace, $1,000 on me.
All right. So, Mason is pretty easy. Well, you know what? I would spend probably about $300 to $400 of it on hoodies.
Oh, that's nice.
Good. High-end hoodies. That's a good use of that.
Do a little bit of some nice Vuori sweatpants for another $200.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
And then have to promise not to give him crap if he wears them to work.
Sure, absolutely. Because it would all look together. They would all work.
Right.
And then the rest of it would go somewhere between donuts and weed.
Okay.
All right.
That's very good.
Yeah. So, John, I think I'm going to spend all $1,000 in one place for you.
Okay.
That whole thing is going to go to something, some kind of treatment, some kind of gummy, whatever it happens to be, the best type, something that can get you to sleep.
That's an excellent gift.
And
okay.
So at some point, that's what
we do. Yep, that's good. Right, what about for Jorge?
For Jorge, I'm going to split it up. $500 is going to go to Maite. It's going to do the same type of thing. Whatever she wants. Then it's going to go to the other, I'm going to spend a good amount of it, so probably about another $300 to $400 on a nice camera or something to do with camera work, to editing systems, something along those lines.
Oh, so you'd have like a home editing thing.
Yeah, a little bit more home editing, and then the rest of it goes.
You need to check the prices of home editing equipment.
I might have to cut.
It's $4,000 and up, man.
Like a camera, something that has
you get a lens cover. For the
camera. And then the rest of it goes to tequila.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Jorge, what do you got?
Okay, for you, John, I want to upgrade your massage chair.
Oh, that's great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
For Mason, I'll buy Bergman's Peloton and drive it over to your place.
There you go. I'll take it.
And for Bergman, I want to do something for Riley and then somebody to take care of his dog for the rest of the year.
Pay the
dog
walker.
Somebody to walk
his
dog.
No, Greg, that's a good gift.
That's a good gift, dog walker.
So all right, Mace, what do you got?
Okay. For Jorge, I'm going to buy season tickets to LAFC.
Oh, nice.
That's excellent.
For
really good.
Bergman, I'm going to renew your Peloton subscription.
Why would you do that?
He sold it already. You own it.
I already sold it.
You own it.
No, I'm trying to.
You're trying. And for Ireland, I know what John loves more than anything. Straight cash money.
That is the best answer. I'm touched. That warms my heart. That is the best answer, by the way. You guys, I don't know if everybody was listening, but one time we cornered Lindsay Theory.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mason and I both got invited to Lindsay Theory's wedding.
Yes.
And I got her something off her registry, these floating candles that she wanted and
like
for her living
room. Like a votive, whatever that is.
And Mason gave her cash.
Yes.
So this is back when we used to have, Lindsay was the Rams reporter back then. I think she's doing the Chargers now. But back then, right after she got married.
That was a demotion, right? She went from Rams to Chargers. I think she got
It's a demotion
down.
In our eyes because we have the Rams games.
Yes,
but,
yes.
So we asked her, we said, you have to tell us which gift you appreciated more, and we're not letting you off the air until you answer. And she tried to nod, and she goes, no, John, I'm looking at the candles. They're beautiful right now. I said, I know they're beautiful. I bought them.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you a choice, the candles or $1,000, what do you want? She goes, give me the money.
Give me the money. You can never go wrong.
It is a myth. Amanda. Amanda.
Boss Amanda's here.
If you got married and I bought you something off your registry and Mason gave you cash for the same amount, what would you appreciate more?
The cash.
Yeah. I mean, this is a myth.
Why even have a registry?
I agree, especially when you get to a certain age. I feel 100%. Like you should have one.
There is a thing now.
I would like to end the stigma. And you know where it comes from? Mm. It comes from like people like my mom. It's olden-timey people. It's insensitive for you to just give money. That means you didn't put any thought into it. Wrong.
Yeah.
The thought is you can better determine what you need than I can.
Yeah. My friends Matt and Kate, when they got married last year, they had something called a honeypot, and you were just supposed to give money. They were honest about
that.
They were just
I love that.
Yeah, give us cash. Whatever you can give us, give us.
That's exactly what Carlo did for his wedding.
Oh, did he do that?
Cash.
He just gave cash for the house that he wants to buy. Yeah. So it all went to that.
Very smart.
One of my proudest moments, I outspent Mason in the Carlo house fund.
That so sucks.
And because if Mason would have found out, I should have just told you because you would have given him more.
I would have given him that plus one more dollar. Yeah, you doubled me, I think.
Yeah, you gave $250 and I gave him $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I am
cheap. You owe him $250 and 1 cent.
And well, 1 penny, yeah.
No, but I did screw that up because we're so competitive that if I would have told Mason, hey, Mace, I just gave Carlo $500.
I would have given $501.
Would have given him $501.
Yeah, 501.
So it was me that cost Carlo $250.
What's Cappy doing here so early today?
It's Tuesday. He drove a...
He's avoiding
the traffic.
From South Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's avoiding the...
Cappy, you got business calls and whatnot?
Well, you know, I got to say that the traffic was going to be so bad and the rain was so torrential that I just decided, you know what? I better just get going.
Smart move, Cap.
You know? And dude, the rain is like nothing that I've ever seen in 22 years of living in Southern California.
I told Jason Merritt, we were at that radio conference at USC, and I told Jason Merritt, Jason's not from here.
Right.
I said, you literally picked the rainiest day of 2023 so far.
Right. I mean, he brings all these people in from all over the country that are in this industry thinking, hey, we're going to LA. The weather's going to be great. I'm escaping what's going on
in
the Midwest.
I'm going to stay at Shutters. Right. I'm going to the beach.
Dude,
but
no
it
go.
Raises a really interesting point, which is, where are my Viore pants that you keep?
You told me you were going to give me an order, and I was going to order it for you. You didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm legit going to do it. You can't get me my own deal.
Legit. I it's just too much work for me.
Even though you said you would get me a deal.
Correct.
Yeah.
But so now it's just too much work.
You got to appreciate him being honest.
That's one of the things I'm going to do on the show today is I'm going to pick out a Viore package.
I'll bet Boss Amanda would like some stuff, too.
Yeah.
I would love some, yes. Cappy and I talked about this a while ago. He gave me some code, but it didn't work.
Yeah, my code didn't work either.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Works for everybody else.
Hey, maybe Amanda, give us your opinion. I don't have to tell you to be honest. You always are. How did we do at the thing?
I thought you guys were great.
Yeah.
You even kissed my ass.
Yes.
No, I didn't. I meant that.
I did.
I meant that.
I meant that, too.
Did you like that?
No, I complimented Amanda because I told a story that Amanda told me once that some guy called Amanda and was complaining that I've been listening to Mason in Ireland for an hour and they haven't talked about the Lakers yet. What the hell is wrong with them? And Amanda's response was, well, why were you listening for the whole hour then? And he goes, because I like those guys. I like that show. She goes, thanks very much.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole point. Whether you like it or not, you're listening. That's what matters.
Amanda went off on some guy today on Twitter, but it was short and sweet.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
I thought I talked you to stop doing that.
It was not. I didn't go after you. Him. It was kind of meant as like he was like, you know, talking poorly about the pickleball tournament.
He was knocking the pickleball tournament. He said he'd rather go see like a middle school basketball game.
Because at the YMCA.
Everybody was so utterly unathletic and everything else. And so he said something, and Amanda was like, well, go have fun at the YMCA, Jack.
Yeah.
One time I called Amanda. She was arguing with an egg.
I knew who he was. And like, I was doing it on purpose.
I called her, and I literally went, what are you doing? She goes,
I'm entertaining myself.
She goes, I knew right away while you were calling. She goes, I'm having fun. Yeah.
Bergman, I see you fighting with eggs. You do go at it.
Really? You fight with eggs?
I don't fight with any Lakers eggs. Twitter. You go at it with hashtag Lakers Twitter.
Oh, by the way, Greg, you spewed false information yesterday. Some guy got on you and you said, I can't believe you guys are talking about trading Anthony Davis. And you said, we've never talked about it. Mason's been talking about trading Anthony Davis for a year.
No, I know, but that conversation that we had yesterday about Anthony Davis was not about trading Anthony Davis. Yeah. It was about what was going on and what the issues that he was having were. So he was wrong in that sense. It was Joel B. And he.
Not that I pay attention to that stuff, but
he was just wrong in that sense.
See,
I don't care about next year.
I care about the next 10 right. days. And the by the way, there is some interesting Anthony Davis stuff that's floating around. Have you seen this?
And by the way, I think Anthony Davis, including guys like Mason. See, I'm Team AD. I think he's a unique talent that I hope he's here for the rest of his career.
Yeah, he was unique Friday night against Dallas. Very unique.
Yeah, but Mace, am I not right in saying this? He could win you over if he carries the Lakers into the postseason in the next 10 games.
They will go as far as Anthony Davis can carry
them. It's not, no matter what you think, I know a lot of people are ripping on AD. I'm telling you, this guy is, I don't know if everybody knows this. Anthony Davis, when he was a sophomore in high school, was 6'1".
Right.
So he's got ball handling skills. He can bring the ball up. He can guard guards. He can guard all five positions, blah, blah, blah. And so really good. He's the best defender on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get a lot of credit for that. But even you guys are all calling me and tweeting me and ripping him, I think are all of the mind that if AD, without LeBron, carries the Lakers to the postseason, then everybody's going to be straight with him. Everybody's good. I think he can win.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs.
You're in that anti-AD
camp. If they make the
camp.
Playoffs, it's because of AD. If they miss the playoffs, it's because of AD.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. 710 ESPN.